It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Amir Hekmati is a Marine veteran. More than 2.5 years ago, while visiting family in Iran, Hekmati was arrested and charged with espionage. His initial death sentence was overturned, but now reports have surfaced that Hekmati was secretly retried in December last year, convicted of partial collaboration with the American government and sentenced to 10 years in prison. Joining us now is Amir Hekmati's sister, Sara Hekmati. Sara, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this has to be a very difficult time for your family. Have you been able to communicate at all with your brother recently?
Not with Amir directly. We had our aunt visit him recently after the news came out, and he's trying to remain optimistic that the attorney is going to fight for him and appeal this sentence.
What is his physical and mental condition right now?
I'm sure you can imagine an American born and raised kid gets up, goes to Iran to visit relatives, and then now is in this situation. It's an emotional roller coaster. I mean, he's gone from being sentenced to death to now being told he's staying in prison for 10 years, all on facts and grounds that are not transparent. We know Amir is innocent, and, you know, this is devastating news for our family. In addition to enduring this hardship of Amir's conviction, which was done secretly until after the fact, Amir wasn't present for this. Our father has endured a year's worth of chemo and radiation for a brain tumor that he had removed, but he's still ongoing receiving treatment. And then he also suffered a stroke last week, and we have not told him about this sentence because we know it's just going to tear him apart.
As you mentioned, there is an attorney working on your brother's case in Iran. What
Right.
are you hearing from him?
Well, according to him, and this is directly from him, he said that when Amir was arrested and charged back in January of 2012, the Revolutionary Court had sentenced him to death. But when Amir appealed against the verdict, his protest went to the country's Supreme Court and was annulled. So when the Supreme Court annuls a verdict, it has to be investigated again. And a branch of the Revolutionary Court reviewed the espionage charges and completely revoked the charges. Therefore, he's no longer being charged as a spy. But instead, he's being charged with cooperating with a hostile government, a.k.a. the United States, and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. What the attorney's trying to do is take measures to have Amir... There's a number of things. He wants to have Amir released conditionally. According to Iranian law, if someone serves a third of their conviction, which in Amir's case will be around this coming September or October, within that time, if he shows acceptable behavior, then he can be entitled to conditional freedom.
Do you have any allies in Iran outside of the attorney who are working on your brother's behalf?
Honestly, the best thing that could have happened to our family is that the U.S. and Iran are having direct talks, and that because of this, this is unprecedented. In the over 33 years, they have not been directly communicating. Prior to these recent talks, we were always going through the Swiss as a channel, and then we had to rely on whichever attorney that was on the ground to help us. Amir recently retained this new attorney because of his, his connections. You know, he's very well respected. Prior to having this attorney, he had a government-appointed attorney, so he felt like maybe he's not getting the advocacy that he would have wanted because he's somebody appointed by the government. So really, on the ground, the best thing we can rely on is the attorney, and then now with these diplomatic talks between the U.S. and Iran and, our continuous efforts to check in with the State Department to make sure that Amir's case is raised at every opportunity when they meet in Geneva or Vienna for these talks, we keep pushing and hope that Iran can give them something substantial, because we are reassured that, you know, on the U.S. end, that Amir's case is continuously raised. It's a priority. Secretary Kerry recently spoke about Amir, publicly, and I just think that we need something substantial from the Iranian government.
We've been speaking with Sara Hekmati, the sister of Amir Hekmati, the Marine veteran who has been held in Iran on espionage charges for over 2 years. Sara, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.